it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Happy Friday and welcome back, Bears fans, to the CHGO Bears podcast. And what is going on? Will DeWitt, Nicholas Moriano, all the way from Las Vegas here to preview this Bears-Bills preseason finale here. And it's another CHGO Audible day. And I also want to preface this episode by just giving a birthday shout out to Khalil Herbert. Happy birthday to Forba. Nick, how's it going, Mr. Vegas?
It's going well, Will. Like you said, here at Circa Resort and Casino, it's been an awesome experience. And before we went live, I was telling you, the slots here are hot right now, Will. So after this podcast, I might be on the slots again. So it's been awesome, but it's always great getting to do the preview show and just talk Bears with you, my man.
Absolutely. I'm a little jealous that, you know, you're out there with those hot slots and I'm sitting here at home in my office at my desk. But as long as you buy me a beer one of these days soon with that slot money, then I guess it'll make up for everything. But Nick, I can sit here and I can chat back and forth with you and catching up on everything you've been doing in Vegas, but you'll be on this channel like all day. So I'm going to allow people to like just listen to you throughout it, because we don't have a lot of time. We have a 30-minute time window to do a lot of Bears talk as we kind of preview this preseason game. And Nick, we're going to get starters back here. Now, when you look at the injury list, how many starters will actually play? That's still a big question for me, but let's do what we did last week. Offense, defense, special teams, and then we'll get out of here. So starting with offense, Justin Fields, easy question, maybe a complicated answer time. How much should he play?
Ooh, that is a, you know, easy question, complicated answer, Will, but I think, look, this is, it depends on how the drives go, Will, but like with that offensive line, you don't want to have Justin Fields out there too long, to be completely honest. Yeah. You want to see him maybe move the ball down the field. And then if it looks well, he looks like he's operating the offense right and you feel comfortable with him, you get him out early. Because, again, this offensive line in the state that it's in right now, there's no reason to risk injury in a third preseason game. And, you know, obviously you want Justin Fields healthy going into week one against the Packers, but I would say two drives max, depending if the first drive is not like a three and out or something like that. But that's where I'm kind of at when I'm looking at this third preseason game and how it can possibly go.
Three and out. Come on, Nick. Have you seen this Bears offense with Justin Fields? Let's go back a couple of weeks. It's three and out, three plays and are off the field, but that's because they're going and getting chunk play touchdowns. They're not punting that ball away. So I'm with you. Maybe like two drives, maybe a quarter, whatever that looks like. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if they have like a 10-minute drive, who knows? I mean, if that takes 15 plays, that might just be enough. But I think it's still good to play Justin Fields here. You give him some game reps after, you know, they simulated a game week here. That means game planning, going through walkthroughs, scheming. And I think it'd be good for him to complete the circle here, go through the entire process. And that way, once we get to week one, it's not new. It's his third year in the league, but he kind of gets through that, works out the kinks of the system, and he's, you know, 100% ready to go here in week one. But as you've mentioned, and everyone listening knows, the offensive line is really the big concern for him. And, you know, even putting him out there for a single series is, quote, risky. Like, you just never know. But luckily for Justin, his athleticism, his ability to avoid contact, hopefully he doesn't have to, you know, rely on that. But it is a secondary weapon he can utilize if needed. Anything else from Justin, or do you want to just, you know, we have an express episode so we can move on if you'd like?
Yeah, you know, that's about it on Justin. But when you look at the offense from the starters in, you know, just in general, it's interesting, like, what is worth watching for with this unit. It's maybe the still the back end wide receivers that are looking to, you know, fight for spots here. I think Equanimeous St. Brown is needs to have a really big game if he wants to stay on this roster, because there are a lot of guys that are fighting for that one spot. But, you know, I'm almost more interested in seeing what this backup unit looks like, right? I mean, we have a quarterback number two competition between PJ Walker and Tyson Bagent. So when I'm looking at, like, the offensive totality, a lot of my focus, too, after the starters are out, is obviously going to be on, you know, quarterback number two and, you know, how both those guys, Walker and Bagent, are really doing.
Yeah, and we don't know who's going to be that second quarterback coming out. Maybe I need to reach out to Uncle Justin, Tyson's uncle. He followed me on Twitter after the whole scoop kind of came out. So maybe I can, you That's know, awesome. Leverage that here a bit and let our audience know tomorrow what the game plan is here. But yeah, that's really exciting to find out. Is Tyson going to be that second quarterback out there? And if not, I don't think that wouldn't mean he's not competing for this spot still. Maybe they want to get PJ Walker an additional chance going up against some twos slash ones, depending on what Buffalo does with their defense over there. But I don't think if Bagent comes out third, that doesn't mean he doesn't have a path to make this roster, become this backup quarterback. It's all going to depend on how each quarterback plays, executes out there on the field. That's what he told us in the presser. After that game in Indianapolis, I'm just out here to execute, run this offense as smoothly as possible. And we've seen some really smooth operations from Bagent. So I'm excited to watch him continue to build. And now with, I would say the pressure's on probably more so than the last couple of weeks for him, because it's probably a little bit more tangible, a little bit more real that this is a legitimate opportunity for him. So I would like to see how he can handle some of that additional pressure. Getting this opportunity to potentially become that Bears QB too.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think there's pressure on Bagent. I think there's pressure on Walker. Now with how Bagent orchestrated that 17-play, 92-yard touchdown drive and all the media, he's the one who spoke to the media at the podium, like you said, Will, after that game. Look, for Walker, this is huge. It was a huge game going into that week two preseason game against the Colts. Now, I mean, everyone's talking about Bagent. Our own Mark Carmen singing songs about, you know, Tyson Bagent. So there's a lot of Bagent hype right now. And I think Walker, it's hard for him to not be able to feel that. So this is a all important game for him to show that, one, he can orchestrate and run this offense and he can feel comfortable doing so. He can lead the Bears downfield and potentially score. But this is huge for him. Like, he can lose his job if Tyson Bagent outperforms him in this week three preseason game against the Bills. And that shouldn't be a bold statement. It could realistically happen if we go on to the field on Saturday, or we watch what's happening on the field on Saturday, you guys, and see Bagent just look like the more, I guess, confident quarterback, and he looks like the veteran and not the other way around. So it's going to be fascinating to watch. And I'm really curious to see which one of those guys comes out on top and honestly makes the most out of their opportunity.
Absolutely. It's refreshing to have, you know, we're talking about a backup quarterback situation, a backup quarterback battle, but also just refreshing that you have a coaching staff that, as Eberflus said after the last game, like, they keep an open mind. They try not to put ceilings on players. And if a player stands out, they're going to actually, like, take that. They're not going to come in like, well, our plan was to have Walker, Fields, and Peterman and Bagent maybe under practice squad. Like, if Bagent shows enough, they're open-minded enough to adjust on the fly. And I think that's refreshing considering previous coaching staffs, the stubbornness that we've seen, and watching some players that would pop in preseason go somewhere else and then they end up having a decent career not in Chicago. So it's nice to see the Bears keeping an open mind here. You also mentioned, like, the bottom end wide receivers. I know yesterday, still no Velus Jones practicing. I didn't see Dante Pettis practicing in terms of, like, I think he was on the injury report or, like, the non-participating list at least. So I'm just curious. Yeah, I know you mentioned EQ. Does Darius Fountain actually have, like, a legitimate chance here to make this roster? You and I have been talking about him for a couple of weeks. I mean, great training camp. And even in the preseason, 6 catches on 7 targets, 111 yards, and a touchdown that we saw last week in Indianapolis. Does he have a legitimate shot?
Legitimate shot. It's an interesting way of thinking about it. I probably not, Will, unfortunately, but here, I'll tell you this. Even the last practice I was at, today's Friday, so Wednesday's practice, the dude was catching everything. he was out there catching everything in practice. And then he has the touchdown catch against the Colts. He's a guy that wants to contribute on special teams. He has made plays, obviously, at the wide receiver position. He will block. He has decent speed. And I'm saying all that, and I don't know if he can crack the 53. To make the 53-man roster, I don't think so. But practice squad, you have to think, you have to want to keep a guy like that who's made plays regardless of the quarterback he's played with, even P.J. Walker. I think he's a guy that is definitely worth keeping. And if something were to happen to one of the guys that does make the 53, I would feel good with a Darius Fountain and what he could do and just being comfortable in this offense and executing it to, you know, the capabilities that a starter would. So I just don't think he makes a 53, even if he pops off in this last game against the Bills.
Well, keep an open mind, coaching staff. He's been showing out. I see Gary as well as Edward asking, did we start early? You're hearing us. We're here. We had to start early. Nick's on a real tight schedule there in Vegas. And so we appreciate your flexibility to everyone watching. And this is a smaller express episode. So I just want to acknowledge you guys for certain. And then we got to kind of get back to the nitty gritty over here real quickly, just on the offensive line, because we have to address it. And we haven't really gotten to talk about it, you and I, yet. You know, moving Cody Whitehair back to guard, having Lucas Patrick going to center. Nate Davis didn't participate yesterday, so if that holds out to be true, and Darnell Wright, ankle, lower leg injury. And so, like, lots changed since you and I just saw this team, and it hasn't even been, like, a full week. And we talked about in flux, like, how concerned are you? I just get really concerned about the whole Whitehair back to guard and then Patrick back at center, because what we saw out of Cody Whitehair at guard, at least last season, was not great. And the whole point was to get him back to center in a more, I mean, he's played every spot in the interior, but more of a natural position that we saw years ago where he really excelled. And now he's kind of bumped back out to guard. I get concerned. And then Lucas Patrick last year, I know he didn't get to play a lot, but when he did, it wasn't good.
Yeah, well, it's it is concerning to have this many injuries on the offensive line so early. But I think for Lucas Patrick, like in a Bears uniform, well, we saw maybe 10 snaps at center. So we don't really know what he is in. But at that position, obviously, he played the position back in Green Bay and he was effective enough to you know, obviously be worth to keep starting at that center spot. But, you know, it's not going to get better, right? Like the season hasn't started. All those injuries just keep piling up and you're just hoping that nothing is going to linger throughout the season where, you know, Justin Fields is now in a vulnerable spot because he cannot be protected by the five that are whatever five are playing. And I really don't know what Nate Davis has been dealing with. And he's just been, the only thing I can tell you, he's been very inconsistent in terms of getting on the field and actually participating in practice. So I don't know how that's going to bode well or how that's going to happen, what's going to happen throughout the regular season. But that five on paper going into the season, Will, looked a lot better. At this point, I just don't know who is going to be out there on a consistent basis, and only time will tell, right?
Right, and I know they're not going out here to evaluate Justin Fields. There's no evaluation needed for this preseason game, but God, it's really, like, we talked about it at the very top, like, oh, this is shaky, and then we just kind of, you know, ripped off the Band-Aid, and I know it's a phrase I used years ago, if I'm using it differently. And it gets me even more worried. Like the more we talk about it, the more I'm like, maybe one drive, get him in, get him out. And hopefully guys are healthy for week one and he has better protection, because we've seen what can happen when he doesn't have protection. And we just want him to be healthy week one. We want this Bears team to be as healthy as possible entering this week one matchup against the Packers, because we all expect, you know, a better season compared to last year. And a lot of people think double digit wins is a potential, you know, possibility for this team, and we need them healthy in order to kind of reach it. And the most important player to stay healthy is JF1. Any final thoughts on the offense, Nick, before we take a break and then head over to the Bears defense?
No, Will, I think that's that about wraps it up. We kind of went over every the things that are worth watching for, right, in this third preseason game. But just Justin Fields, get out of this game healthy and ready for week one. That's all Bears fans want to see. And personally, you know, all of us that are going to be in the press box there on Saturday as well, because that will determine the entire season. So stay healthy, JF1.
Absolutely. All right, we got to do a quick timeout. We'll be right back, because I have to let you know about Ray Chevy Dodge Jeep and Ram. Are you in the market for a new vehicle? And if you are, then we have some great news for you. Ray Chrysler, Dodge Jeep and Ram, and Fox Lake have just joined the CHGO team. at RayCDJR. You'll always be able to shop one of Chicagoland's largest inventories and find unforgettable savings. And right now, during the Make This Summer event at RayCDJR in Fox Lake, you'll be able to take up to 20% off MSRP on select new 2023 Ram 1500 models. Yeah, but maybe you're thinking of that the interest rates, like they're maybe a little bit too high right now. That's not the case at RayCDJR, because now through August 31st, you'll be able to get a limited time 0% financing for 72 months on select new models. That's awesome. So if you're in the market for a new vehicle, then you have to come check out the team at Ray Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, because they are the only team we recommend. Visit them today on Route 12 in Fox Lake. For more information, visit RayCDJR. Only in Fox Lake or RayCDJR.com today, serving the community since 1963.
Really excited for that new partnership there, Will. And I'm also excited for one that's been a staple here at CHGO. It's Game Time. And look, my parents were looking to go to a concert and they didn't know where to start looking for tickets. I kind of just looked at them at like a side eye, like, you're not going to go look at Game Time, you guys? Like, what's going on here? Have you not been watching CHGO Sports? Because Game Time, again, you're buying tickets to your favorite events, and it shouldn't be stressful, and Game Time does a good job of not letting that happen. And look, Game Time's a fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater near you, with killer deals on last-minute tickets and their best price guarantee. You can stop stressing over the tickets and start getting hyped for the fun you'll have. And here's some things I love about the Game Time app. One, you have the flash deals and last-minute tickets. You also have easy-to-find and buy tickets for every kind of event in your area. Whatever you're thinking, go to Game Time. You'll find what you're looking for. You also have the images of the seat views, which is really cool. So before you even go to an event, you can see exactly the view that you're going to get. So you can get that before actually going to the event. And again, lowest price guarantee, event cancellation protection, and job loss protection. So a lot of stuff that's happening there. And what's also awesome, you can forget about planning months in advance. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the day of the event. Get exclusive flash deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts. Again, whatever you're looking for, they got it. And the Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. And you know what you need to do, though, before you even go to an event or whatever, you need to download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code CHGO for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, use redeem code CHGO for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed.
All right, CHGO Bears preseason coverage is brought to you by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Learn more at ComEd.com/PoweringBiz. Will DeWitt, Nicholas Moriano here, giving you a quick, but I think really important game preview for this Chicago Bears Buffalo Bills preseason finale game. We kind of gave you what we're watching for in the offense. Let's flip to the other side of the ball and let's talk about this Chicago Bears defense. And Nick, I know there's a lot to watch here, but I'd be remiss if I didn't begin with two young guys up front. I want to see more Zach Pickens and Trevon Dexter. They really continue to impress, making plays in the backfield. And I thought Dexter showed great progress from the first preseason game over to his second, and I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of step three maybe about to be, I guess, unforeseen in front of us. That was definitely botched on my end, but you know what I meant to say.
No, yeah, it's going to be exciting to watch those two both grow. And I thought Zach Pickens had a really good game against the Colts, and just the first half that he played in that game, he was just showing more explosiveness, ability to, one, read what the offense was doing and make plays in the backfield. So I really like seeing that out of Zach Pickens. But also staying up front, Will, I'm still looking forward to watching. I'm not going to call it, it is kind of a competition, but it's not. But Travis Gibson and yes, Terrell Lewis kind of keep going after quarterbacks and seeing which one of those guys not only can make the big play, because that's what Terrell Lewis did in the game against the Colts, but when you watch what Travis Gibson was doing, a lot of those inside moves, those pass rush types of moves with his hands and just footwork, he's getting better at just creating more pressures on the quarterback. He didn't have the big play that Terrell Lewis did with the strip sack fumble, but when you look at the consistency, like Travis Gibson was having a good game as well. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what these guys can do for a third game in the row. They've really been just showcasing all their pass rush type of moves, and that's just going to be fun to watch from, you know, the first quarter all the way to the end, however long the Bears decide to play those two. But those guys are probably competing for maybe one spot that's available, or maybe the Bears decide to, like, let's keep both these guys. But right. It's been fun to watch them throughout preseason.
I mean, okay, so take the starters out of the equation, Ngakoue and Walker. So then we have Domrob, Rasheem Green, DeAnthony Jones, Terrell Lewis, Travis Gibson. You have a lot of guys trying to prove that they belong as a part of the rotation. And some of the guys that don't make it can probably go to the practice squad. Others, like if you cut Travis Gibson, like he's not going to go to our practice squad. Like that's not going to be the case. But like DeAnthony Jones, I can see him making this practice squad, undrafted free agent, showing some promise, but maybe someone that can do a little bit more seasoning right here. But regardless, I want to see this unit just feel the pressure of this game and understanding like they do have a legitimate shot to make this team based off of their performance here. That's you're talking about Lewis, Gibson. And honestly, I think all of us want to see more out of Dominique Robinson so far. Obviously, someone that was drafted as a project has to get coached up, work on refining the technique. I'm still not seeing the progress I was really expecting to see by this point in his career. So I want to see him put out a good game here. But on top of that, I did see that, you know, Yannick Ngakoue did practice yesterday. But do you think it's too soon to put him out there in a game? I feel like if he's ramping up, it's probably for week one.
Yeah, and I really don't even know what Yannick is actually dealing with at this point. We haven't really seen him too much on the practice field. And I think if he is healthy enough to go, they might put him in for a series or two just to kind of get those game live reps. Again, depending on what the injury is and how he's kind of dealing with it. But it would be nice to see that jump chop block that he or chop cross club that he loves to use. So that's just me personally wanting to see that just because he's one of the best in the NFL at it. But, you know, a guy that we didn't mention real quickly, and I know Gary Ross in the chat did, like Rasheem Green, again, is a guy that is getting first team, you know, starter reps. And for me, like, yes, I think there's the Bears obviously like him, but he hasn't been as consistent as the other two guys that we mentioned, Terrell Lewis and Travis Gibson. So I don't think he might be a candidate to not make this team, but right now he's the one playing opposite of Domrob when Yannick isn't there with the first team, or DeMarcus Walker, who's still battling injuries. But yeah, there's, like you said, going back, there's a lot of competition in that room. Mm-hmm.
I think when you're looking at just pure competition from top down, like that rotation at defensive end is like the biggest one right now in this team. And it's going to be fascinating to see how the Bears, you know, decipher it, figure it out for themselves of like who should be on this roster, because it's more than what we see in the preseason games, some of the training camp practices. It's what's going on in the room, what's going on in that locker room. And of course, when you're watching film, and there's so many different variables here too, but I'm excited to see them out the field and see what they can kind of put together here. Just looking at like the back end and the secondary, I know we're still without Eddie Jackson, Jaquan Brisker. So we're going to be looking at some AJ Thomas, Elijah Hicks yet again back there, but I'm just curious about like this game and how it can help sway the Bears about, do they keep six corners, three safeties? Did they go five corners, four safeties? So like you're watching a lot of different guys here, you know, you have Jalen Jones, Greg Stroman, that I mentioned, Hicks, Thomas, Kendall Vildor, probably knowing that this is his swan song as a Chicago Bear this Saturday against the Bills to his final game, because no one expects him to make this team. But I don't know, Nick. I think the secondary, even without the two starting safeties, is still, you know, there's still plenty to watch.
Yeah, there definitely is. And even before like getting to those main guys that are in contention to be backups, like Tyrik Stevenson, I want to see him complete the play and make an interception. I think he knows that he's been close, right? He's been close several times already in this preseason game. But if he gets that opportunity, I want to see this young rookie corner not only be in position to make the play, but execute it and perfect it and make the interception and just make good things happen. Because I think what the one that we saw in the Colts game goes right through his hands. And, you know, he got a little slack for it from some of his teammates. Kyler Gordon was like talking about it, but he's capable of making those plays, you guys. And when he does, you could see just how one, he's reading the offense, is putting himself in position, finish the play, Tyrik. And I know he's capable of doing that.
All right. One last question I have for you. I just want a gut feel. Does Tremaine Edmonds take any snaps?
I doubt it. It was good to see him on the field, Will. It really was, because he had been on the sidelines just kind of watching practice and, you know, being very vocal with teammates. But I doubt we see Tremaine Edmonds play his old team on Saturday. But it looks like he'll be good for week one. And that's what he's been saying. But I doubt we see him in the game.
All right. I was, you know, a little bit of revenge game in preseason. Those are always awesome storylines to follow. But that's going to do it for our brief defensive preview here. I appreciate everyone being flexible with us here today. Another timeout here real quick. And Nick, you're up first with Goose.
Yeah, CHGO is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, you guys. You all know that. It's been Chicago's beer since 1988. Real quick glance at the beer roster. You have the Goose IPA, the six-time medal winner at Great American Beer Fest, always in style. Citrus aroma, bold, hop finish. And then you have the Tropical Beer Hug. You want to go all out, you have the dry-hopped Imperial IPA. 9.9% alcohol. That's dangerously easy to drink. And, of course, you have the Full Pocket Pills, everyday beer, what the brewers are drinking. And right now you can grab an ultra-fresh brewery-exclusive beer at Goose Island's original brew house on Clybourne Avenue in Lincoln Park, or from their tap room on Fulton Street in Westtown. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
All right. I'm curious, too. Obviously, I talked about Ray Chevy or Ray. Oh, geez. Let's go up. Chevy Dodge Ram a second ago, but I want to let you know a little more about Ray Chevy here, because if you're in a market for a new vehicle, then we have some great news for you. As I mentioned earlier, but Ray Chevy in Fox Lake. Wow, I'm getting this. Has just joined the CHGO team, and we're talking to the team at Ray, and they have this pledge called the Ray Price Promise. It's a guarantee that the price you see online is the price that you pay when you go into the dealership. We've found that in many cases with other dealers, they'll raise the price on you when you come into the dealership, say things like, are you a recent college grad? Are you active in the military? Are you a farmer? In most cases, the answers will be no. And then that's when the other dealers will raise the price on you, saying that the price online included limited rebates that you didn't qualify for. Well, at Ray, that's just not the case. The price you see online is the price you pay, with no add-ons to the price ever. And in fact, Ray will do everything possible to find additional savings for you, which may make the price lower than you see online. As one of the top-selling dealers in the Midwest, you'll always be able to shop one of Chicagoland's largest inventories and save big at Ray Chevy, because they now have over 100 Chevy Trax models available starting at $21,495. Now through August 31st, all buyers can qualify for 0% financing, make zero payments until 2024, plus no money down. And best of all, pay zero hidden fees with the Ray Price Promise. Visit Ray Chevrolet in Fox Lake or raychevrolet.com. Serving the community since 1963, find new roads. All right. Well, that one was rough for me. My baby woke up from a nap and started screaming upstairs.
Oh,
so
no.
Then your brain goes into like parent mode at the same time. Luckily, you know, we have a sitter, so we're good up there, but still it gets a little distracting. All right. Real quick, Nick, anything on special teams that you're paying attention to? This is one with no Dante Pettis, potentially no Bayless Jones Jr. Return game, schmatern game. I don't really give it like a hoot at all right now, to be honest. What I'm watching for is who's on first team kickoff, who's on first team return, punt coverage, punt units, because that's going to give us a great indication of who's most likely to make this team, because they're showing value in the third phase. Like those backups that are out there, I think they'll just be, it usually is every single year, just very important, especially in the third preseason game.
No, that's exactly what people should be watching for, especially when you don't have your, you know, quote unquote guys that are going to be actually returning for you in this game or in the season, obviously in this game against the Bills. But when for special teams, I do like watching, Jalen Jones and Greg Stroman on kickoff. Those guys are always running down their lanes and just making tackles. So that's just something for me to watch. And also like some of the backup linebackers, you'll see some big collisions. Mekhi Baskerville has been freaking everywhere. So if you're not watching the return game, you guys, those are like a couple of players just to watch, and especially on kickoff, just see how those guys run down their lanes and just lay people out. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm excited, like Noah Sewell out there, another linebacker that I expect to be a strong contributor in the third phase, and he's been around the ball and is one of those thumpers as well. So he is another player that I have on my short list of guys I like to pay a little extra attention to. But honestly, Nick, I think we kind of covered the big things here that we want to watch. I see two super chats that came in for us real quick. And let's go ahead and throw the first one. Comes up from the Bears Bastard. And thank you for the $9.99 super chat. And the comment is, I've been, taking Fluce's word regarding injuries and the severity. It's good to see Brisker commit, Main commit, and Wright confirmed for week one. Are there any guys outside of Tevin Jenkins that you're not convinced will be back week one? Do you have any of those guys? I always fear the Eddie Jackson absence just because we haven't heard too much about it. And we all know that, you know, Eddie does have a injury history kind of like behind him. So you just never know. But that's like maybe the one that comes to mind immediately for week one. Do you have another or any others?
You know, I know, you know, Chase Claypool, I saw the injury happen when he was going up against the rep. Who was it? Against Jalen Jones, just a one-on-one in the hamstring. And hamstrings can be weird, you guys, where it, I don't know, it just, like, I remember in high school, I had a hamstring injury for the entire season. It just never got back to being normal. Again, I don't have the training staff that the Bears do. So not saying that maybe to be worried about, but you just never know with some of these injuries. So hopefully Chase Claypool can go out there week one against Green Bay Packers. That was actually the game that he got injured in last season against Green Bay Packers at Soldier Field. So hopefully he can go back there, be healthy, but maybe just a guy to watch out for.
That's a good one. I just won a Madden game with him, put him in my big slot, ran a crossing route. Justin had enough time. He outran the defender on him. They put a linebacker on Chase Claypool. Good luck. That's why we need him out there, because Madden's super realistic. All right, one more super chat for us here from Tony. What about trying to trade for Chris Jones? We have an extra first-round pick and a second round. Do we have enough cap? I think we have enough everything to trade for anyone right now, to be honest, right? Multiple first rounders, that extra second round pick as well. Cap room more is in a better shape than most teams out there right now. Thank you, Ryan Poles. I appreciate it. I think that's a big move that would, you know, take, you know, the farm to go get him. I just don't know if the Bears are like that one player away from being like, you know, like true competitors this year. So I don't know if right now makes sense to me, but obviously if the price is right and Chris Jones became a Chicago Bear, it's hard to, you know, scoff at that. I mean, I'm smiling. Think about it. So there we are. Nick, how about you?
Yeah, for Chris Jones, I mean, that would obviously, if the Bears were to make a move like that, obviously that would signify that they believe this team can do something and compete this season. I don't think the Bears would do something like that. Again, trading, you know, future draft capital, not something that I think the Bears are in the market for right now. And I think the Chiefs, as much as they have been disconnected and not, or, you know, are not talking right now, they kind of need Chris Jones, especially in that, you know, AFC West, where there's a lot of high scoring, you know, offenses there. And obviously Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league, but you do need some guys outside of just him and Travis Kelce to go win, you know, compete for another Super Bowl. But if Chris Jones wants to decide week three not to play against the Bears, I don't think Bears fans are going to, you know, hate that, right?
No.
So that would be great.
Awesome. All right. Well, that's going to do it for a really quick preview. Before we leave, we have like two more quick messages, and then we're going to bounce because Nick has a few other shows to kind of take care of today over in Vegas. And Nick, I'll hand it over to you first.
Yeah, you guys, Pins and Aces, everyone knows them. Well, they're also the official golf apparel partner of All City and CHGO. And I know we have our CHGO golf event going on right now. I'm sure you're seeing some Pins and Aces polos out there and representing as everyone's on the golf course. But we love our Pins and Aces gear and get tons of compliments on and off the course. And they are family-owned golf and apparel business. They make amazing polos, hats, golf bags, and even our favorite beer sleeve, an innovative product that allows you to store 7 beers right inside your golf bag and keep drinks cold the entire round. It is amazing. So you guys got to look into that, but you can check out pinsandaces.com and use the code CHGO to receive 15% off your first order and get free shipping. Again, that's pinsandaces.com.
All right. I want to let you know about FOCO. We've been partnering with FOCO for quite some time now, and they just have the best sports gear around: hoodies, shoes, signs, bobbleheads, literally everything in between. And as everyone knows, it's football season, practically football season. And they have these awesome back to school bags. I mentioned last week, the straw hats, these awesome shades. Like, you can be rocking our, going to our, one of our tailgates this year with a bear straw hat, these awesome bear sunglasses, your little Bears backpack. Can't take it into the stadium though, right? Clear bag policy. But you can still carry that sucker around. And of course you can get these 3-packs of friendship bracelets for the Bears. And I'm telling you, you buy a 3-pack, hand one to me, hand one to Nick, and we'll be BFFs forever. So definitely check out foco.com. They have so many amazing sports memorabilia. And of course, this is a remote in a way. Nick's on a remote set, I'm at home. But if we were actually on our live set and our studio downtown, you'll see all of the amazing pieces that they have donated to our set. So definitely go show them some love. Check out foco.com or click the link in the description below for all non-presale items. Use that promo code CHGO for 10% off. Nick, good stuff here, man. I really appreciate you. Have a good time in Vegas. And of course, before you leave, definitely hit up the hot slots one more time just for me.
I definitely will. Definitely will. But it's always great talking, you know, Bears football with you. Hopefully people enjoyed our, you know, quick express episode of our preview show. But make sure you're following CHGO Bears throughout the entirety of this week and obviously throughout the season to get all your best Bears coverage.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and understanding it's a shorter show just with our schedules here today. And of course, when we get to week one, Nick and I are going to give you a full on old school Chicago Audible style preview to get you ready for kickoff. But the guys will be back tomorrow for pre and post game shows for that Bears Bills game. But until next time, Bear Down Chicago.